The gospel reading of today, our Lord speaks about this treasure that is buried in a field. And to show the value of the treasure, he says that the person who finds it would actually go and sell everything that they have in order to buy that field and thereby to be able to gain that treasure. Obviously, the implication is the treasure is worth more than everything that this person has, because the person's willing to sell everything because they know they're going to get more. Well, the wonderful thing is that there is a treasure which is buried, and you already own the field. The question is, do we even know that the treasure is there? God dwells at the very center of your being, in the deepest recesses of your soul. And so in order to find him there, we have to work. And obviously, if somebody happened to find a treasure out in a field, you'd have to ask a few questions. First of all, what was this person doing digging around in somebody else's field anyway? How did they get there? How did they have an idea that they were even looking for something? But they were making an obvious, concerted effort to find something. We have to do the same. God is there, and he is waiting for us. And the reason that he's buried is because we buried him. He's buried under all of our sins. He's buried under all of our attachments. He's buried under all of our selfishness. So we have absolute pure love buried in the very depths of our soul. And we'd rather cover that up. And our Lord is telling us that what is there at the very depths of our being is worth more than absolutely everything else combined. And it is true. Scripture simply says of him, God is all in all. And then even went a step further, said everything can be wrapped up in one little phrase, God is all. Period. So we want this, that, and the other thing. We want more and more and more, and you have all right there within. But we want everything else. If you have God, you have everything else. Literally everything. We just want the things. And he's giving us everything. He's giving us himself. And we'd rather have stuff than God. How often we would rather just keep him buried because he's inconvenient to us. Because after all, if we dig him up, we're going to have to change our lives. We're going to have to stop sinning. We're going to have to let go of the stuff so that we can have the one who is all. We're actually going to have to change our lives to be charity, just like he is, in whose image and likeness we are created. In other words, if we actually do the work to dig this up, we're going to become the people that we were created to be. Imagine that. And isn't that exactly what Jesus told us we're supposed to be? What would people know Christian people by? Their joy and their love. How many of those do you know? A lot of people run around telling you how Christian they are. I don't see a lot of joy. I don't see an awful lot of charity. Which means that not only have we buried God underneath there, we're keeping him buried. And we need to make the choice to dig him up. not to dig him up, to dig everything off of him that we have buried on top of him, or piled on top of him. And for some of us, we've been around a few years, their pile's pretty big, pretty deep. And it's gonna take a while to be able to dig it all out, but that's okay. It's not a question of how long it's gonna take. It's a question of whether we're willing to do it. Are we willing to make that effort to seek that buried treasure that is right within our own self? The wonderful thing about this is that God found someone who was worth more than all of the things that this world has to offer. In fact, he found someone who was worth more than the entire world combined. And that someone is you. So he sold everything he had and he buried the treasure. He already bought the field and now he gave it to you. He redeemed it and he offered it to you. This is your inheritance. You've got it all. All you need to do is find the treasure that's buried in the field. That's his invitation. That's his gift. That's what he is offering to you. Now it's our choice. He made his choice. He purchased the field. He buried the treasure. And he gave the field to you and to me individually. That field is our own soul. That's how much it's worth. Infinite. Way beyond everything that this world has to offer. But there's something that's even infinitely more value than our souls. And he's buried within him. So when you find out how much he thinks you're worth, then you have to ask yourself, how much is he worth to me? Not how much is he worth. We know that he's infinite. He's God. How much is he worth to me? Do I want more things? Do I want my stuff rather than him? Do I want to keep piling more on top so that I'm not going to ever find him? Or is he worth more than everything else? Really worth more than everything else to me? Which again, is not just in your head. In your head, you know that he's infinite. It's infinite. This is God. I mean, in your heart, how much is he worth to you? Are you willing to start digging up the pile, throwing away the stuff that's in the way, getting rid of everything in the field that's burying him, so that we can find the hidden treasure, who is Jesus himself?